houses on this North Carolina island it was built on stilts, and one by one, hauled up the 6 big pieces of plywood I needed. An hour later, I was high on my rickety ladder, struggling with the last unwieldy piece, when the rain started really coming down. Then the wind suddenly got crazy, and it started raining sideways. Bill came out again and shouted over the gusts. "You need help, Ann?"
"I'm okay. This is the last one,"
I called.
"I hope Gimme Shelter gets blown out to sea," he yelled.
Gimme Shelter belonged to my other neighbor, Topher, a software executive from Oklahoma City who'd just planted enormous, spot-lit palm trees all around his brand-new McMansion, so it looked like a mini Las Vegas casino. The only good thing to say about Topher was that he was rarely home.
"Worse things could happen,"
I called back. The rain stung my face as I wrestled the last window covering into place, banging the wood into tension clips mounted to the window frame. Then I stumbled inside, exhausted and soaking wet. Maybe I'd been wrong, thinking this was going to be exciting. Through the tiny glass pane in the front door, I could see green sheet lightning flashing over the Atlantic,